So our listener, Becca, is not the only one who's wondering if she should cancel her wedding that's coming up in 2 months.
Yep.
Let's unpack.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys, I'm freaking out. Don't know what to do.
Okay.
My wedding is in less than 2 months, and everything is planned, purchased, and ready. Mm. My fiancé and I are constantly fighting. Mm. It's been that way since we got engaged. At first, we thought it was just typical pre-wedding fighting and arguments, nothing big.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a year now, and we realize it's just not going to work between us. He's moved out of our apartment, and no one knows yet.
Oh.
Plot twist. We live in a different city than our family and friends, so it's kind of easy to hide. Most of our stuff is non-refundable, especially my $8,000 dress. A lot of money has been spent on this wedding.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of just going through with it and divorcing later. We don't want to disappoint our parents by canceling and all this money we spent. I think we have to go through with the wedding. I literally keep going back and forth on what to do. And there's a small part of me that wonders if the wedding is what we need to fall back in love. I don't want to feel like we should break up. This just all feels so heavy and overwhelming when it should be the most exciting time of our lives. Please help us figure out what to do.
So I'm going to say that getting married in the hopes that you're going to fall back in love is similar to having a kid in the hopes of fixing a relationship.
Right.
Ain't going to work. I mean, it sounds like you're already separated.
Yes, he moved out.
So I feel like you need to just be honest with everyone and say, hey, you're going to have to swallow the pill and take the big L when it comes to
on all that money.
All the money,
oh
yeah.
My gosh, oh
try
my
to
gosh.
Get refunds where you can.
I'm getting anxiety.
Try to sell your lovely dress on Marketplace.
I mean, I've seen many. Some used, some not.
Never been used. Yeah, I mean, like I think you just got to be honest and not try to hang on to something that clearly isn't there.
Yeah, especially if
that's just my thought.
Your
fiance is
on the same page,
right?
It doesn't sound like you guys. I don't know if
because then it's like
it's easier for you to get divorced,
right?
After you go through with the wedding, and then how awkward if you're both sure you're not spending the rest of your lives together to put on this charade and to act happy in front of everybody.
Then how long do you... Well, yeah, and then you're going
to... Can you both commit to that? Like, convincingly pull off, oh, you're so in love, and then...
But then...
Oh, how long do you wait before you get divorced?
Right, like, that was my question. And then all of a sudden, it's a... You're accepting presents, bridal gifts, or wedding gifts from people that you're going to have to return...
Or divide up.
Okay, that's.
I mean, there's a lot of logistics.
Who's been there? Who's been there? Like getting married, knowing that this isn't forever, and can weigh in on this because this is what Becca needs to hear. Because I think I'm saying no. Like you gotta end it.
Yeah, a lot of people already are saying you can't go through with this if you both know. This is not going to work out.
All right, we'll get to Sarah, who says, experienced bride here on my third and final rodeo.
Oh, wow!
All right.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to hear her take. All right, and yours. Becca checked in with us on group therapy. She's 2 months out from her wedding. Her fiancé's already moved out, and
they both have decided, like, this is not going to work, but they feel like they're already stuck with all this money, non-refundable money sunk in. They don't want to, like, disappoint their family, all the things. They're seriously thinking about going through with it and divorcing later.
Sarah checks in on Facebook. Experienced bride here.
Oh.
Third and final rodeo.
Oh!
First two, I knew they were going to be failures.
Yeah.
But was young, not rational. Third one, I knew I finally found, quote, the one.
Yes.
We fought like cats and dogs, even talked about calling it off, got married, had a rough year, and I mean rough, and we had to learn to become a team. We're older, so it's still hard, but we fought for what we created. Fast forward 6 years, we made it, strong. Divorce is not cheap. Neither are weddings. Pick your battles.
Yeah.
pray. The lessons aren't cheap. Best of luck on whatever adventure you choose.
Yes, that's good. Now, another Becca is chiming in. I got married after I had doubts, mostly because my parents had already spent so much and I felt obligated. It doesn't work out. Listen, life happens. Vendors know that. They all have non-refundable clauses. But sometimes if they haven't spent much already, you can get some sort of refund. Just be honest and ask. As someone older and wiser, I would be hurt to be invited to a wedding and spending money on gifts and clothes and travel and childcare for a sham. There's no shame in admitting that you made a mistake and don't belong together. Only courage.
There are a lot of people, and maybe more than I thought, who said, I wish I had seen the signs and not gotten married or pressed pause. Like Jackie said, I wished I had called off my wedding.
Yeah.
She said, I had feelings and saw red flags still that morning.
Oh, wow.
And went through with it for fear of embarrassment. Stayed for years, hating every minute. Finally kicked him out. 8 years later, the best decision I've ever made.
Yes, and Lisa makes a really good point. If you go through with the wedding and then immediately get divorced, the money's wasted anyway.
Yeah,
because that is kind of like the big sticking point. Is they feel like they're already, you know, sunk all this money into it.
Yeah, $8,000 dress.
Yes, if you're both positive, you're done, and he's moved out, then call it off. That's a really good point.
Yeah, I think everyone is saying kind of the same thing.
Well, Allie's asking, have you genuinely tried to save the relationship? Like, did you go to therapy? Did
we
try
don't know.
Everything
don't
know. That you could? There's obviously a reason they got engaged, and the relationship worked at one point, so maybe they need to help find the issue that kind of derailed all of it. I'd seek outside help before I made a definite decision, because it's a big decision.
Well, you better hurry.
Time is of the essence. The clock is a ticking.
You like, and at this point, it's less than 2 months away, because we got this message a few days ago.
You call up an emergency therapy session, maybe, just so that you both feel we gave it our all, and so that you both can maybe feel good about walking away. Like, this is absolutely the right decision for both of us.
Like, who?
And then you tell everybody. You be honest.
Yeah. Mary says, money comes and goes, and so do men.
Oh.
But seriously, your happiness and health should be first. I say health because being in a loveless marriage is not good for you. So.
Yes. And Professor Rebecca says, been there. The fighting is both of your subconscious telling you that you don't want what you don't want to accept.
Yeah.
If it's not any more money to have the wedding, just throw a party. Use the vendors. Divorce is awful regardless. Don't let your fiance keep you from finding your husband.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, a lot of people are saying divorces are expensive.
Right.
Regardless of whether or not it's amicable. I mean, you still got lawyer's fees. And
you think you're somehow making it easier, but that's just going to make it even more complicated. And again, I think it's a really, you shouldn't glaze over the fact that you might have a lot of hard feelings from family and friends if you try to pull off a sham wedding and pretend like you're happy.
Oh, I know.
Then everyone's going to feel like they were duped.
Well, I don't like it from even a wedding guest perspective.
Right.
Where I get you a nice set of margarita glasses.
Or a Michael Graves toaster.
Or a Michael Graves toaster that's been in my trunk for better part of 20 years.
Saving it for the right moment.
The right person. Couple. Right. And I gift it to you, and then all of a sudden I find out that, they already got a divorce?
Yes. And it was, the whole thing was a charade. I mean, that is not.
That does
what
not
you
look
want.
Good. That is not the right person.
Your family and friends will respect you more knowing that it was an incredibly difficult decision and bad you feel and all the things. They're going to want to rally around you if you're honest, that you know that it's just not going to work, as opposed to you put on a happy show.
Yeah.
And then get divorced quickly after.
All right. Good luck. I think the writing's on the wall with this.
Yeah.
I know there are a couple outliers that are saying, hey, try to save it. I say no.
Yes.
I think, if he's already moved out and you've already...
The relationship's cooked.
Yeah.
Come clean with everybody.
You've closed your heart on this, then you need to just tie it up with a bow.
They will rally around you. Your circle will rally around you and respect you more. And know that that would be a difficult decision. I think everyone would know how you struggled with that.
Yeah, and try to be, raw with the vendors too. Maybe you'll find out that you're able to actually get some money back.
Recoup some of the expense. Like, sure.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.